A media release from the city today, about which we speak now with Alderman J.P. Smith, the MACO member for safety and security. We're expecting, and certainly pre-pandemic, we would have had very large gatherings of young people at various parts of the city at the end of this week when most of the matriculants finish their exams. J.P., good afternoon.
Afternoon, John. You are likely to still see large gatherings of people because, as you know, there is not a large, enthusiastic, spontaneous compliance with the COVID regs. I would say anymore. I don't think there's ever been a very significant level of compliance, but certainly that level of compliance has decreased sharply over the last 6 months.
The rules are outdoor gatherings, no more than 2,000 people, and those 2,000 people must be socially distanced. Must be socially distanced is quite easy to establish, although perhaps difficult to enforce. If 80 matrics from School A get together on Camps Bay Beach and 70 matrics from School B and 40 from School C and so on, totaling more than 2,000 people, is that an illegal gathering because they're more than 2,000?
I think you will have to get to the point where you potentially shut a beach if the numbers become excessive. And if especially there is low levels of consideration given to the regulations. But at the same time, doing so is an extremely difficult thing to do practically or operationally, to manage a large numbers of people under those circumstances. Most often leads to more violence and conflict than it helps, and certainly doesn't secure the end of an effective public health intervention. So these are always matters of some careful judgment, and that's why you'll see the statement from the city tries to get young people to think about these matters and say to them, look, we understand you're going to get together, you want to celebrate, it's good, it's fine that you celebrate, but please consider doing so responsibly, get a taxi or pre-arranged transport if you are going to drink, beware of the environment, watch out for people who prey on people who become inebriated, for instance, in Long Street, and then become victims of crime, and make sure you don't incur a criminal record during a drunk driving incident or a conflict you get involved in, because that we want this time to be a happy and good period for you, not something that ends in marring your career or your life or destroying it. So try to speak to people about a plausible outcome.
And you pick up an infection which you pass on to your granny and you kill her.
Absolutely. So we have encouraged people to be vaccinated and to get vaccinated and be responsible. And we've said to them, we understand you're going to party. Try and do so responsibly, because simply to sermonize and say, look, we don't expect you to do anything. There's no parties permitted. In any case, it's not something we legally can do. The regulations are set by national government and people are entitled to gather within those parameters. So even if the city felt more strongly about the matter on that issue, it's not a ban that we can effect. So try and guide people to do the right thing rather than outright attempting to block any kind of engagement.
Okay, well, I'm quite an old person now, and I still am not very sensible a lot of the time. And when I was a young person, I was very sensible almost none of the time. So I'm not sure that young people are going to look. I mean, some of them are. I really do believe that young people these days, there's a greater percentage of really sensible of young ones amongst them than was the case when you and I at different times were young people. So maybe we must have some optimism around this. Eh?
Well, I'm optimistic that some people will act in their own good and best interest, that a lot of people have had terrible tragedies around their home lives with people dying and passing, that they're aware of the realities of the situation. I have contact with a lot of young people who are extremely responsible and considerate in how they conduct themselves and how they put other people at risk. And equally so, I know that this year there will be people who will have near drownings or drownings as part of these celebrations, who will be in car accidents, who will get involved in fights on beaches and harm themselves or others. And for those, we will do the best we can in terms of enforcement. We have a festive season plan that we launched a few weeks ago. It is brimming with additional enforcement capacity and monitoring on these festive spaces, swimming pools, public beaches, and so forth. And we'll try and keep everybody safe, and it goes a lot easier if people are working with you and trying to behave responsible. And so we treat young people like adults and say to them, think of the consequences, try and work with us, because to simply reach out and say, look, we expect you to do nothing, is a call that is likely to just be met with closed ears.
Alderman J.P. Smith, the MACO member for Safety and Security for the City of Cape Town, thank you very much indeed.